Well, good morning and welcome everyone to this 10 o'clock Holy Communion service here at All Saints. A very warm welcome to those in the building, as the youth would say, and also to those of you online, wherever you may be, doing whatever you may be doing. It's very nice to have you here now. A warm welcome to any visitors we have, you know, people who might be on holiday or visiting us. So welcome to you too. If you're online, lovelies, you may want to grab a small glass of juice or, if it's not too early, wine, and a little bit of bread or cracker or digestive biscuit. That's for later, and I'm sure Paul will tell you when you can be using that. Just a couple of notices. At the back of church there are some sheets for who's coming to lunch. Sign up sheet is there. You can either sign up to be a host or to be fed. I mean, you get fed if you're a host anyway, but you know what I mean. So that's at the back. I think the last sign up day is next Sunday. And it's for the following Sunday, for the 18th, I think. Next Sunday, very important, Village Fete. Volunteers needed. I think you can talk to Ken or to Liz or to anyone involved. So I'm sure Jeff or Paul will put you in the right direction of whom to talk to. So that's the Village Fete. Who's coming to lunch? Oh, and lastly, and for anyone online who's watching this, this might come in handy for you. I've been asked by a member of the congregation to mention the homegrown at the Witch Institute. That's local childcare. I'm going to wave it at the camera. Homegrown at the Institute, just across from here. Childcare, feeding, you know. There's some sheets at the back of church if you know anyone who might be interested. Or if you are indeed interested yourself, grab a sheet from the back of church. Right. So, today we start the I Am sayings from John's Gospel. And today, the first one, I am the bread of life. Paul will be coming to open up that wonderful reading that we probably all read several times before in our lives. I am the bread of life. We're looking over the next 7 weeks at all the I am sayings in John's Gospel. As John was the pastor to Asia, he spoke to both Jews and Gentiles, and how those I am sayings were so critical in pulling the message of Jesus into that mix of cultures. So that's what we're going to be doing today. Now, for our guests and anyone online, if you see anything in yellow, that's normally me speaking. And if you see anything in white, that's when you guys can join in. Except in the sermon slides where everything's in white, don't read those unless Paul asks you to. It could cause confusion. Anyway, so there we go. Yellow for me, white for you. So let us just take a moment, just take a deep breath and let all those things which you have brought with you to church that you're praying on your mind, just set them aside just for a little while. And just let God fill you up. So, we come from scattered lives to meet with God. Let us recognize his presence with us. As God's people, we have gathered. Let us worship him together. So let us pray together. Come, Holy Spirit, Fill the hearts of your faithful people and kindle in us the fire of your love through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So our first hymn today is Alleluia, Sing to Jesus. And there's a lovely bit in the second verse which says, He is near us. So these words are something to hold on to for now and during the week, through good times and bad. Hold on to the fact that He is near us. So let us stand and sing, Alleluia, Sing to Jesus. Please have a seat. So we're going to read a psalm together, Psalm 63. So, you, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. I will be satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips my mouth will praise you. On my bed I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. I cling to you. Your right hand upholds me. So, let us just hold those words in our hearts for a moment and just think of God shadowing us with his wings, keeping us safe, allowing us to reach out and hold on to him. So we come now to a time of confession. Christ, the light of the world, has come to dispel the darkness of our hearts. Christ, the light of the world, in his light, let us examine ourselves and confess our sins. So, as we know, he is near us, around us, before us, under us, and has our back. Let us just allow him to advise us of those things we need to bring to him today, those things we need to learn from, those things we need to turn back to him for help. So let us hold those things in our hearts and our minds as we say these words together. Father eternal, giver of light and grace, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour in what we have thought, in what we have said and done. Through ignorance, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, we have wounded your love and marred your image in us. We are sorry and ashamed and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and lead us out of darkness to walk as children of light. Amen. So may the God of love bring us back to himself, forgive us our sins, and assure us of his eternal love in Jesus Christ. Amen. As we continue, we are going to have an affirmation of faith. So, words in white. Do you believe and trust in God the Father? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe and trust in his Son, Jesus Christ? I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe and trust in the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now we have our reading for today, brought to us by Sylvia.
The reading this morning is from John 6, verses 25 to 35. Or if you prefer to read from the Bible, look at page 1070. 1070. Jesus, the bread of life. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food and spills, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works of God?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." So they asked him, "What sign then will you send that we may see and believe you? What will you do?" "Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us your bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of them who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have brought up at the last day. This is the word of the Lord.
And now Paul is going to come and open up those words for us. Paul, can we just pray for you, lovely? Heavenly Father, we pray for Paul. We pray for ourselves. We ask that you will speak to us through him, that you will inspire him with your Spirit and lead us in a closer walk with you. Amen.
Amen. Where's Jackie? Oh, yes, yes. Thank you so much. Beautiful. Lovely to have a worship like we're having today. Well, we have every Sunday. It's wonderful. Thank you so much. Just think of the breakfast you had this morning. I guess most of us had some bread. If you didn't, you would have had some yesterday, or you may have some later today. Just think of that bread. Think, if you can, on the smell of the bread. You might not have smelt it, but you know the smell. Think of its texture. Think of where it came from. Think of the effect it had on you this morning, that's even got you here to church. Did you cut your bread, or maybe it was cut already? But what did it feel like to cut your bread? This is what keeps us alive physically. And then we've got these wonderful words that just link us with the bread of life and with Jesus. In fact, Martin's going to pray these when we, is going to play this when we meet, when we have our communion. Break thou the bread of life, dear Lord, to me. As thou didst break the bread beside the sea, beyond the sacred page, I seek thee, Lord. My spirit longs for thee, thou living word. Or as we've been singing, bread of heaven, to be our strength and stay this day, these moments, this hour. Amen. Now, this is not the bread which you'll be having for communion. We have this bread which we shall have, which is touched by hands which were cleansed before it was cut. So just pass this round. Just feel its texture. I won't tell you where it comes from, but it's actually the favourite bread that we have in our household. We just love it. Always hope we can get to the place in time before it disappears. Give it a smell. Just feel it. You're not going to eat it, so it doesn't matter. We'll probably eat it. I don't mind. I'll be privileged. Privileged. So, Jean, if we start with you, and if it goes just round here, don't feel you've got to hurry. It may take the next 20 minutes to pass round. Don't worry. Just enjoy it, smell it, feel it. And just what's it saying to you? The bread and the bread of life. Now I've gone and my sort of notes have disappeared somehow. Did I drop them? Yes, they're not quite the ones I had. It's funny, I don't think they're here. It's what you always dread, don't you, every time you ever dare to stand up and you're doing things slightly differently. But anyway, we'll manage without, don't worry. We will manage. They may just suddenly turn up, but they've gone. Oh, they're in the hymn book that I had. I've just read from that hymn book. Brilliant. Brilliant. It's a good illustration, isn't it, that we all need each other. Whoever stands up here, you're as necessary to me as maybe I am to you. Thank you so much. Bless you. Thank you. The bread of life. And I want to quote from a couple from Ukraine. Just read this last week. It's from a newsletter of the Worldwide Christian Meditation Community. It's called Meditation During Dark Times. The inner light must continue to shine in you. And it's a quote by Maria and Albert Zakharovy, Ukraine National Coordinators for Meditation and Prayer. They say this: we need to find the treasure of God's presence in everyday life. And there's wonderful words, finding the treasure of God's presence in everyday life. They're very honest. They go on to say, our everyday life may be terrible, but this does not change the fact that it continues to be a reality. We need to accept this reality, and having accepted it, transform it from within. Lord, bless Maria and Albert. Thank you. All those little groups all round Ukraine, all round Russian-occupied Ukraine, and they're coordinating the prayer, the meditation, in all these groups to ensure that prayer, praise is offered to God. And we come to these great, as Jackie said, the great I am sayings of Jesus. And the best translation I can find in Exodus 3:14, because this is the heart of these seven I am sayings. We read it in your translation, I am who I am, or I will be who I will be. This is a wonderful translation by a Hebrew scholar, and who's also a wonderful evangelist. I am the one who is there for you and is with you and is by you. Now for the Greeks, as Jackie was talking about different cultures, the I am was someone up there, away from me, the great I am, the sort of one who's untouchable. For the Hebrews, God is the one, I am there who is for you, I'm there with you, and I'm there by you. That transforms it. Absolutely transforms it. So when we come to these seven I ams, which I think we're going to move on to now, these for the next 7 weeks are the I am, so you can't afford to miss coming to church. I am. It's Jesus speaking, using those words from the Sinai Desert. I've got a picture here of the Sinai Desert of Moses at the burning bush. My wife and I have been there several times to lead retreats, right in the middle of the Sinai Desert, the burning bush. Moses is 80 years old. He's had to wait a long time for God to speak to him. God says, I am the one, Moses, who's there for you and with you and by you. I am the bread of life. You eat a piece of bread. I am there for you, with you, by you. I'm the light of the world. You open the curtains of your bedroom in the morning. You look at the candles. You see the light here. I am the light of the world. I am the one who is there as your light for you, with you and by you. I am the gate, the doorway. It's all down to earth. It's God's presence in everyday life, as Maria and Albert are saying. I am the gate, I am the door. What doors have you gone through this morning? This wonderful door we came through the church. Jesus says, I am the gate. I am the doorway for you. I'm the good shepherd. Any of you in touch with a shepherd? I have a lovely friend down in St. Andrew's Church who's a shepherd looking after sheep. My son-in-law has two sheep. He's a vicar down in Wiltshire, and his sheep are Iggy and Jerry. Iggy, short for Ignatius, a great saint. Jerry, for St. Jerome, a great saint. They're so much in touch with sheep. And Tim, my son-in-law, is a wonderful shepherd, says my daughter. Wonderful shepherds looking after these two. You'll know a shepherd. You'll be in touch with a shepherd. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good means the beautiful. That's the other word for it. The beautiful shepherd. It's wonderful, isn't it, to have a shepherd like that. I am the resurrection. This is Lazarus, isn't it? Chapter 11. In a human body. The body even this morning has been given life for you to start this new day. The body that breathes the spirit into our mortal bodies moment by moment. I am the resurrection and the life in your and my and Lazarus's mortal body. And then we come to the way. What paths have you gone, even this morning, to come to church? You may have trodden a well-worn path out of your garden, out of your doorway. Travelled the path up the church. Well done getting here. It's a real struggle, isn't it, for some of us, just sometimes for me. But we get here up the path. Jesus says, I am the way for you, the truth and the life. And finally, the vine. The wine, the communion wine, the wine you enjoy sometimes if you enjoy wine. But, you know, it's a wonderful drink to enjoy wine. It's the wine of heaven, the vine. Jesus, I am the vine. And do you notice there that the first one is bread, the last one is vine? I've only just seen this, and I've been studying and reading St. John's Gospel many, many years. So it begins with bread. Where's our bread? Oh, bread's here. Yeah, let's have this bit of bread here. This is where it begins, and this is where it ends. Sorry, it's an empty one, but... there you are. So all these I am sayings are encompassed by the bread and the wine, the body of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, with the cross absolutely central. This is a beautiful cross, isn't it? And there's the blood of Christ, there's the wine, there's the bread, here's the cross is absolutely at the center of these great I am sayings. I am. So what a feast. And if you want to take a note of those, I've got them written up there. Afterwards, you can just come up. Be worth it. Just so that each week, you know, what's coming and what is the great I am saying that we'll be having. And the other thing to say about this wonderful word, I am, and you see, it was so sacred, this word, for the Hebrew people, for the Jewish people, they never actually pronounced it because no one knew what they had. And I hope you can read this. What they had were these four consonants. YHWH. I'm not even going to pronounce it because when they come to it in the Bible, the Jewish people, they use the word Adonai. They never translate it. This is the mysterious word, but the wonderful word. We don't quite know how it would have been pronounced. But you see, we use the word Lord. Our word for this is Jehovah, and the other word it used for us in the New Testament is the word Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is this. Have you got it? Jesus is Jehovah, is Adonai, is the Lord. So when you look up at the hills as you go out today, I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come? My help cometh from the Lord, the I Am, who made heaven and earth. You look at the hills are full of I Am. Isn't that wonderful? It lifts our spirits, it's mine anyway. And every time the word Lord is used in the New Testament, this is where it comes from. And what comes out so wonderfully in this, and I think if you just click on a bit, Jackie, this wonderful icon. We've seen it before. Goes back to 14th century Russia, the greatest of all icons. An icon is, where's Diana? You always have a good, how do you describe an icon?
A diagram, something, a picture that explains a truth.
Yeah, that's beautiful. A kind of diagram, a picture explaining the truth. So you're not looking for a literal thing, you're looking at a picture. Or someone has said icons are like doorways, or even better, windows into heaven. You look beyond an icon and you say, this is leading me to heaven and to see more of Christ, more of the Spirit, more of God. And here in this icon, it's the Holy Trinity, the great I Am that spoke to Moses in Exodus 3:14, that speaks to us in the I Am, great I Am sayings of Jesus. And do you see at the very heart of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, there's a chalice. This is the Holy Communion. This is the bread. This is wonderful. What this writer was saying at a time when Russia was being invaded by the Tartars from the north in the 14th century, and everything, the whole social life of Russia was turned upside down by these aggressors from the north, from Mongolia. And in fact, the writer of this, Rublev, but he was inspired by one of the great Russian saints, St. Sergius, who said, the only thing that can conquer the devouring hatred of mankind, of humankind, is the Holy Trinity. And when Rublev heard that, they say he wrote this out. Icon. You don't draw them, you write icons. And he wrote this icon at the heart of it. St. Sergius and Rublev saw there's the cross at the very heart of it, the body of Christ and the blood of Christ offered for us. You can't think of the Holy Trinity without having the cross at its heart and the bread and the wine of our communion service today. So I mustn't lose my notes. They almost disappeared, but I've got them again. Here we are. So we're now looking very briefly, because my suggestion is that you just cannot go through the... I've got it written up here. You see, if you want to copy this afterwards, I'm the one who's there for you, is with you, and is by you. And this is the great I Am of John chapter 6. Now, I'm not, it's very difficult. It's a long chapter, and you read it so beautifully, Sylvia. Thank you so much. But, I suggest you go back to it this week, if you can, and just read John 6. And what you'll see, I'm going to put it in a very brief thing. I'm calling this a time-space line. Okay? This is where time and space begin. This is where it's going to end. Even if Artemis 1 has been, for the moment, grounded again, but we just are reminded so often, aren't we, of the time that's beyond the time that we know. And it begins with what I've called here the now. And it begins with Jesus here feeding the 5,000. So that's the beginning in John chapter 6. The 5,000 fed by the Lord in that desert, the great I Am feeding those 5,000. It says men, actually. It's amazing, isn't it? 5,000 men. So, and there's amazing words which will have a communion. He takes the bread, he blesses it, he distributes it, and they give it out. The other bit of the I Am in the now is All Saints here. Here's All Saints. Here we are today. Because John 6 is all about whoever drinks the bread, whoever eats the bread, whoever drinks the wine, whoever does, whoever comes to me, I will be for him the bread and the wine. Whoever's thirsty, come to me. Whoever's hungry, come to me. This is, so I just put there, All Saints. And this here is Jesus. And St. John is saying so often in his gospel, this is actually as much for you who read it today as it is for the people I'm writing the gospel for in the first century. This is the now. But John 6 is more than that, because it goes back to Moses here. Moses in the desert, because the people say to Jesus, well, our father Moses did wonderful things in the desert. Why don't you do something like he did? And Jesus said, oh, you've totally misunderstood the whole of your understanding of God's word. It was my father who gave the bread in the wilderness. It wasn't me at all. It wasn't Moses at all. Moses was the channel of God's love and mercy. My father. So Jesus is going back. And we're looking now a little bit at what I've called here the big picture. It's the big picture, and that is the now picture. Let's put them a little bit together. The big picture and the now picture. And the big picture goes back even further, because Jesus goes on to say, at the last day, remember Sylvia read it to us, I will raise you up at the last day. So this is taking us right to the end of time and space, when we're raised up in our resurrection bodies. The big picture. Now, I don't know whether you're a big picture person or a small picture one, not a small one, because it's very big, a now picture. Some people are in the now, and that's wonderful. And you're the kind of person for whom everyday life is so important, and the practical things, and eating your bread, and all the things that make up everyday life. That's the now. But you need the big picture as well. Where do I come from? Who am I? What's my calling? Why have I come to church this morning? What's going to happen when I die? To be raised up at the last day? Wow. And you need both. And sometimes the two beautifully come together. I mean, they might this morning in church, they might just come together and you feel, oh, a little bit of heaven in that worship, in receiving communion. They join. Very often for us, they're very separate. Now, in the fiery furnace last week with Jackie's talking about it, these two came together, the three men, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, in the now of the fiery furnace, but then there's a fourth person comes, you remember? So the big comes into the now. And this is what's needed in our lives. I'm so often just in this, I've lost sight, Lord, of you. some of us can be so heavenly minded that we lose sight of the importance of the now. My friend, you need both. Live in both. The bread of life which comes down from heaven and gives life and light to the world. And so you see, you've got the big and the now. You've got it in St. John's Gospel. It's wonderful. That Last Supper, when Jesus takes the, gets up and it's beautiful. It says, he knew he was coming from God, going to God. So he's living in eternity, in a sense. From God to God. That's the big picture. What does the big picture do? Jesus takes a towel to wipe the disciples' feet. That's the now. And then Jesus takes the bread and the wine. That's the big in the now. This is the bread of life which God gives for the life of the world. It comes wonderfully, doesn't it, in John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word was with God. That's all about the big picture. The Word was made flesh. And in Jesus the two come together. Look at Jesus for the now. My, with me, in his presence with me today at this moment. See him in the big picture, Lord. You're going to raise me up at the last day. Lord, give me your heavenly bread now. Lord, open heaven to me now, to open heaven to us now. And then sometimes in life, it's all the gift of God. The two come together. You feel, oh Lord, thank you. You're with me. You're with us. We need the big, but it's the big within the now. So as we just have a final moment, just of quiet prayer and offering ourselves, I've got some words up here which go back to almost 2 millennia years ago. They are wonderful words which somehow bring together the now and the big. They are such wonderful words. I'm going to say them and just meditate on them for a few moments as we come to communion. Hunger and thirst, O Christ, for sight of thee. Come between me and all the feasts of the earth. Be thou thyself the bread, thyself the wine. Thou sole provision of the unknown way. Lord, let us hunger for you. Let's thirst for you. Like that psalm, wonderful psalm we've had, Psalm 63. My soul longs for you. My soul faints for you in a dry and thirsty land. Lord, cry out to you to thirst and hunger for you. You the big picture, you in the now picture. Come between me and all the feasts of the earth. Come between us, even this moment, this service, and all the feasts of the earth where so easily we go to be filled. Come, Lord, come between us and those feasts. Be thou thyself the bread. Thyself the wine. I am the bread of life. I am the true vine. I am the one who is there for you and with you and by you. You are the sole provision of the unknown way. You, Lord, I am. Just be quiet for a few moments. Just let the I am touch you afresh, touch your flesh, touch your spirit, touch your mind. Touch us, Lord, afresh. I am the one who's there with you, for for you, by you. I'm the big picture. I'm the now. Abba Father, Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, thank you. I think we'll be just led into a beautiful song by Jackie. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Our next song is related to all that Paul has said and all that he has not said but is deeply ingrained in all his wonderful words. We're going to sing Jesus Christ, I Think Upon Your Sacrifice. And we're going to marvel at his grace and be humbled by his mercy. So let us stand and sing Jesus Christ, I Think Upon Your Sacrifice. If you'd like to have a seat, Joanne's going to come and lead us in a time of prayer. I've left the usual ones.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we come now to offer our prayers to you, ever thankful that you are here and waiting to hear from us. So today, Lord, we pray for all returning to school after the summer holidays. We pray for teaching staff and pupils, and those starting school for the first time, those moving to new schools, and those especially for whom the summer holidays have brought changes to their lives through loss of a loved one or friends, and for those whose home life has changed through relationship breakups. And we pray, Jesus, for the estimated 93,000 children who are missing from school registers since COVID. We pray that the government will enable more help and support to be available to these young people and their families. Jesus, we just ask you to minister to this situation with your love and compassion and give them hope. And now, Lord, we pray for the people and the government of Pakistan and for Tear Fund's local partners who are providing food, shelter, safe water and mosquito nets for those affected by the recent floodings. We pray also for Ethiopia, where child marriage has doubled. Children are being sold so that parents can feed the remaining family. And we pray for the 15,000 people made homeless in South Sudan after recent floodings. Many are sleeping in the open as homes have been destroyed. Lord Jesus, you are the bread of life, and we just pray that you will enable aid agencies to give these people water, food, and shelter. And now, Lord, we pray for our hurting planet. Most of us are familiar with the warning Prince Charles gave in the early 70s regarding climate change and the use of plastics. But in 1854, what I'm now going to read was part of a speech given by the Native American Chief Seattle to the white men. "This we know, the earth does not belong to man. Man belongs to the earth. Whatever befalls the earth, befalls the sons of the earth. Man did not weave the web of life. He is merely a strand in it. Whatever he does to the web, he does to himself. This we know. All things are connected, like the blood which unites one family. All things share the same breath, the beast, the tree, the man. The air shares its spirit with all the life it supports. Our God is the same God. You may think that you own him as you wish to own our land, but you cannot. He is the God of man. His compassion is equal for red man and the white. The earth is precious to him, and to harm the earth is to heap contempt upon its creator. Take only memories and leave nothing but footprints. Lord Jesus, help us to take better care of your planet, its people, its creatures, its plants and trees. Amen." And we close by saying together the words on the screen. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Pulling together all our prayers, personal and corporate, in the words of today's collect. Almighty and everlasting God, you are always more ready to hear us than we to pray, and to give more than either we desire or deserve. Pour down upon us the abundance of your mercy, forgiving us those things of which our conscience is afraid, and giving us those good things which we are not worthy to ask. But through the merits and mediation of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now we have another song before we go towards communion. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger. So we come to God through Jesus. We should not hunger or thirst as we have the gift of communion. So let us stand and sing, I am the bread of life. So we remain standing for the peace. Peace to you from God, who is our Father, peace from Jesus Christ, who is our peace. Peace from the Holy Spirit, who gives us life. The peace of the Triune God be always with you. And let's turn and exchange a sign of the peace with those around us.
So we'll be using this bread. I said to Dave, our rector, I said, is it all right for me to use bread today? And he said, gracious, yes. He said, at St Andrews in the midweek, I gave chunks of bread to people because you can't talk about I am the bread of life and then give a wafer. But wafers have a lot going for them. But just today we're having... Now, if you by any chance don't want this... And I will have cleansed my hands. There's wafers here, and we've got glutton-free, and we've got non-alcoholic wine. But what we do, we just dip this into the wine. Jackie and I will do it. And our suggestion is today, we just stand round in a semicircle, and we'll take it round. And if you just stay there until everybody's received, and then just move away. It's a beautiful way of receiving communion as a company of people, as the body of Christ. And we'd love to just give a blessing. If you'd rather not receive, just put your hands in front of you and we'll bless you. And if anyone prefers to have it from your seat, then again, do just perhaps have a word with Jackie and we'll come round and give it to you. Is that all right, Jackie? Lovely, thank you so much. So do be seated. Thank you. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never hunger. He who believes in me will never thirst. Hunger and thirst, O Christ, for sight of thee. Come between me and all the feasts of the earth. Be thou thyself the bread, thyself the wine, thou sole provision of the unknown way. And I'm using one of the prayers because it includes within it some wonderful words about the bread of life. So when we come to that, it just seemed to fit the subject for today. So I do the yellow if you do it in white. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to praise you, Father, Lord of all creation. In your love you made us for yourself. When we turned away, you did not reject us, but you came to meet us in your Son. And welcomed us to sit and eat with you. In Christ you shared our life, that we might live in him and he in us. And his arms of love upon the cross, and made for all the perfect sacrifice for sin. On the night he was betrayed, at supper with his friends, he took bread. He gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Father, we do this in remembrance of him. Body is bread of life. The end of supper, taking the cup of wine, he gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, of the New Covenant, which is shared for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Father, we do this in remembrance of him. His blood is shed for all. And as we proclaim his death and celebrate his rising in glory, send your Holy Spirit that this bread, this wine, may be to us the body and blood of your dear Son. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us one in Christ, our risen Lord. With your whole church, your church in Peru, in South America, wearing this stole, a gift to our church from the church in Peru, but the whole wide world church, with Maria and Albert in Ukraine, many people across the world on our hearts and minds, your whole church, we offer you this sacrifice of praise and lift our voices to join the eternal song of heaven. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. And together, let us stand, if we may, to say this sacred prayer. I was once in a monastery for 10 days, and when they came to say the prayer, the sacred prayer of Jesus, they just put out their hands like this and said the prayer. So if any would like to do this, it's just an offering of the prayer to Jesus, to the Father. Do feel free to say it, to do it. We pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. So we break this bread, the bread, the body of Christ broken for us. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. So draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. So if we, perhaps we just start, maybe do it, it doesn't matter how we do it, but just stand in a little circle and we'll bring you the bread and wine, or come for the blessing.
Thank you.
the post-communion prayer for today. God of all mercy, in this Eucharist you have set aside our sins and given us your healing. Grant that we who are made whole in Christ may bring that healing to this broken world. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We come now to our final hymn for today. I'm going to confess now, one of my favourites. It's always nice to have a really good excuse to use it. So we're going to sing that wonderful song with the refrain, Bread of Heaven. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. So if you'd like to stand, and we will sing. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the good gifts that you bestow upon us day by day, week by week. And we give you these offerings here and through the bank. We just give these to you and pray that you will guide us to build your kingdom here and throughout the world. Amen. God of power, may the boldness of your Spirit transform us. May the gentleness of your Spirit lead us. And may the gifts of your Spirit equip us to serve and worship you now and always. Amen. Come to a blessing. May God give you his comfort and his peace, his light and his joy in this world and the next. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us always. Amen. So, as we go out into the world, feed on Christ in your heart by faith with thanksgiving. Let us say these final words together. We go into the world to walk in God's light, to rejoice in God's love, and to reflect God's glory. Amen. Have a good week. In fact, a fortnight. I'll see you in a fortnight for I Am the Gate. Coffee at the front, prayer at the back, if you wish to bring anything and have anything held up to God. But whatever you decide to do, you're more than welcome to have coffee. Have a great week. Bless you all.